Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисущим боровьев живот даровав. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, смертью смерть поправ, Иисущим боровьев живот даровав.
20th April 2020, John 3:1-8. There was one of the Pharisees called Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one could perform the signs that you do unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "In all truth I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said, "How can anyone who is already old be born? Is it possible to go back into the womb again and be born?" Jesus replied, "In all truth, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born through water and the Spirit. What is born of human nature is human. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised when I say you must be born from above. The wind blows where it pleases. You can hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." A word of the Lord that is difficult to understand. In all truth, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Jesus puts it to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus doesn't understand it because he wants to understand it on the level of reason. But this is not enough, for it is a word that only opens up through faith, or rather through the revelation of the Lord. Born again does not mean that the so-called doctrine of reincarnation is hidden here. That doctrine which comes from the Hindu-Buddhist understanding and say that man has several lives. No, Jesus speaks of a different birth, that which the Spirit of God gives us and which is expressed sacramentally in the holy baptism, that is, of water and the Spirit. The person is born again, or we could say from above, when he leaves the old life, which has a tendency to sin and orients itself towards God, that is now led by the Holy Spirit. Such a person lives a new life. He is now, as the Holy Scripture expresses, born again. The old man dies by having his inclinations to evil. The new man will be led by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit strengthens the striving for the virtues, so that all what comes from God may be present in his life. Jesus sent out his disciples to baptize, to offer the new birth to man. In it, sin is forgiven, and all that Jesus has obtained for us is avoided. When men now follow the leading of the Spirit, this new life becomes fruitful in him and forms him in the image of God. We become what we are to be according to God's will. Nicodemus certainly could not understand this in the first moment. More often the Lord has predicted something that exceeds the present understanding. But if the path of trust and openness towards the Lord shapes us, we will understand it later. The Lord gives us one word more, which we will only learn to understand with time. It is a word, "The wind blows where it pleases. You can hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." It is indeed the case that one is not always understood in his motivations when following the Spirit of God. This is because when we do not follow the Spirit of God, we often have certain interests as our goal, which are either our own or are in the logic of the matter. This is normally easy to understand. However, the motivations of the Spirit always have in all aspects first the glory of God as a pure intention, and in His Spirit we learn to serve people without selfish interest. That is why the natural man often do not understand, as Scripture expresses it. And their man who acts in the Spirit of the Lord is not so easily understood. So we can compare him in a certain sense to the wind, as the Scripture says. It is a great gift for us that we may know how Jesus uses these words and are invited to live as new people, born from above.
The communion verse, which we hear in today's meditation, puts melody to the phrase of Jesus, which we just meditated on. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going.
Attendite, popule meus, legem meam. Inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mea.